football on Off the Ball.
Real Madrid, they're just not that good. They go on not being very good, and then they score. I don't really know what teams are meant to do against Real Madrid. They just don't play like a normal team.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily with me, Anne-Marie Donlan. Coming up, the Women's Six Nations resumes, O'Mahony commits his short-term future, and a big weekend of European rugby is on the horizon. And it's with Europe we will start, as Leinster and La Rochelle renew their rivalry tomorrow evening. Leo Cullen's side take on the champions in the quarter-finals of the Investec Champions Cup at the Aviva Stadium. In terms of team news, Will Connors and Jason Jenkins have both been drafted in for the Blues, while Josh van der Fleer and Ross Maloney dropped to the bench. Leinster, of course, have been beaten by the French Giants and Ronan O'Gara for the last 3 years consecutively, two of them in finals. So just how important is the O'Gara factor in all of this? Well, Alan Quinlan joined Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and this was one of the main talking points.
These games have been really intriguing the last number of years, not just the two finals, the previous semi-final as well. So there's a great rivalry here. You had the coaches kind of standoff on the pitch side last year. Lots of verbals and people talking about halftime going in through the dressing room. Lots of rumours coming out about stuff there. Nothing major. I think Rog irritated him a lot, but he's a former Munster man going to Dublin. It's not about not liking him. It's just that there's a massive rivalry and had been when I played, and it's still there, of course, but I don't know if it's at the same level. But here's one of your biggest rivals coming into your own backyard and taking away a trophy that you feel you deserve. So, he obviously played with Sean O'Brien for a long time. They had words, at halftime, and I saw him kind of shaking hands after the game. Everybody shook hands and it was grand and things calmed down. But, it's having that drive and desire. Having verbals with somebody or arguments or little small tiffs like that, you can usually get over them pretty quickly when there's fist flying in training and it's your own so-called close friends that are throwing them at you and stuff like that. That's a different story.
Alan Quinlan there speaking about the Leinster-La Rochelle game tomorrow and what impact Rog may have on it. To listen to that chat in full, become an Off the Ball member now. Elsewhere, there are two other Irish provinces in European action over the weekend. Stephen Kitchoff and Ian Henderson have both been past fit to play for Ulster in their Challenge Cup quarter-final with Claremont tomorrow. And Connacht are without the injured Jack Carty for their meeting with Benetton. JJ Hanrahan is named to start at out half in that game, which takes place on Sunday. There's also international rugby over the weekend with a really busy couple of days ahead. Ireland once again go in search of their first win of this year's Women's Six Nations. They face Wales at Virgin Media Park in Cork. Cliona Maloney's return to the Irish setup has dominated the build-up to this game. She's back in the fold 2.5 years on from her last international appearance. That's after previously being critical of the IRFU. The 30-year-old hooker is on the bench for tomorrow, and former Ireland player Anna Capeless outlined what the squad and Maloney may get from this return.
Last week is obviously a down week and there wasn't much news to be released, and there's this one little piece from that was released from the IRFU with like one little sentence in the middle saying Cliona Maloney is going to rejoin training, and I was just reading it like... this one little sentence, how huge this is, like, and personally for me, like, this is really, this has been huge. Like, her last game was also my last game. So thinking about her going back, and like, we used to both travel from the UK as well. Like, we'd meet at Heathrow Airport, get a coffee, go through, like, all in your IRFU gear. You meet the same Aer Lingus staff every weekend. I was just thinking of Cliona going back into that, like, and I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe it's happening. I did think it would happen again, but that she's finally back in there, that her name is named on the bench, that the team now gets to have someone of Cliona's experience there is really huge for this team. And I don't want there to be all this pressure on her. Like, I want her to enjoy it. That's the most important thing now, considering everything that's gone on and considering where the Irish team is at. And it's not an easy time to be an Irish player right now. Seems to be improving since last year, considering like how, you know, there is progress being made, you know, and especially from last year. But to have, you know, just to enjoy it and take the positives and not be like, oh, just happy to be here, but like take the progress like as slowly as we can, or as quickly as we can, should I say, but we know it's going to happen slowly. Just contribute to the pathway. That's all Cliona can do, and enjoy yourself and like enjoy playing with like some of her old teammates. I'm absolutely buzzing for them.
And there was good news today for Munster fans, as Peter O'Mahony has put an end to speculation about his future by signing a new 1-year contract with the province. The Ireland captain has made 182 appearances for the province and has won 2 league titles. O'Mahony also captained Munster for 10 years. At international level, the 34-year-old has won 105 caps. And that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to Off the Ball's Rugby Feed to keep this podcast coming to you every day for free in your feed.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.